So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part. Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So I have a story about the Riverwalk. As you may or may not know, I was down there in the very beginnings of the Riverwalk days. I was a college kid when we first went down there and then stayed there and had a club there for 48 years. So it was a lot of jazz for a long time. But this is a story about the night before Christmas. And this was the night before Christmas in 1971. And finally at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was, you know, having these with my eye in my cap and the visions of sugar plums were coming across there. And I was awakened with a start by the jangling telephone at my bedside and said, "Mr. Cullum, you better get down here. We've caught him red-handed." Okay, so this is the landing telephone. It's been called from the landing. I was being called by the police, and they had caught a burglar who had been breaking into the landing. It's not hard to break into because this was the original landing by the Nick's building. Some of you remember this place or not? You don't remember this place. But we were in the basement of the Nick's building, and the landing moved to three locations. This was the very first one, and there were little, very charming little window panes next to the door. He would break one of these little window panes, reach in, turn the bolt, and open the door, and go in and break open the cigarette machine. And the cigarettes, you know, when we first started, were 25 cents a package. And by this time, it had gone up to about 75 cents a package for cigarettes. So the cigarette machine was full of quarters. And so this little guy, I called him the cat burglar. And Cat would go in there, and having done this successfully three times, now was attempting his fourth run at our cigarette machine, feeling that we might need some help. And, you know, just we didn't need to be worrying about the change in the cigarette machine. He'd just help us out with this. So having been burglarized three times, I went to our landlord. That was the Nick's building, and asked these guys if they maybe could put a security detail down there and maybe help us. So they did. They gave us this guy and sent him down there who worked for them part-time as a security officer. And this man had gold-rimmed spectacles down on his nose like this, and he had flowing white hair, and he had a big mustache like this, and he had mutton chop. And if he had only the full beard, he would have been the perfect Santa Claus. He had really, I can tell you, he had not missed many meals. And so this guy, we locked him in the landing. Upon leaving, he stayed there several nights in a row, and there was no action. So there was a nice soft carpet up behind the drum set. So he got back there and began to take his own winter's nap. And then he was awakened by the sound of breaking glass. He woke with a start, and he looked up over the top of the drums. And here comes our little cat burglar. To get to the cigarette machine, he had to pass in front of the bar. And that's across the room from where the policeman is. Policeman looks up over the drums. Now I got to stop the action, because I have to tell you about the bar itself. It was a magnificent piece of furniture. It had come from the Nimitz Hotel. It had been built for the Nimitz in 1903. Nimitz Hotel is in Fredericksburg. This is the place. This is famous because of Admiral Nimitz, who was one of the great heroes of World War II, and was the great hero of the Battle of Midway, and really turned the tide of World War II in the Pacific. And so this hotel had been there long before Admiral Nimitz, and they had this beautiful bar, beveled glass, and beautiful carved wood. But when Prohibition started, the bar was it came apart, and it was all put into dusty storage. And when the landing started, we all went out looking for interesting things for the club, and I bought the chairs, and some other guy got the tables, and there was other things on the walls, and this one guy that was one part of our group found the bar in Fredericksburg, and it was brought in there. We'd already built a place for a bar, and we were going to build a modern bar, but when we put the bar up, it was only 1 inch on each side. It was just meant to go in the space, and we polished it up with Old English, and it was just beautiful. So now, back to the action. The cop stands up. The cat burglar goes to the cigarette machine, breaks it open, starts to go back, and as he's exiting, the cop stands up and says, and holds his, with his trembling hand, the pistol. This cop had never fired a gun, you know. This is a security officer. He says, hold it right there. I've got a gun on you. You're under arrest. And now I have to stop it again. Because I got to tell you what happened. The landing in those years was all cement, concrete. Concrete walls, floor, ceiling, and mainly a square box. It was about the worst place acoustically you can imagine. Everything was loud in there. The band was loud. The crowd was loud. The bar, the wearing blender was loud. Everything was loud in this place. And when the gun went off, cat burglars over here, cop shoots over here. And when the gun went off, it was like a cannon in there. And cat fainted. And so Santa the cop thinks, oh, no, I've killed him. So with this, he begins to rush over. But the bullet had drilled a nice, clean, round hole right in the center of the bar. And it had gone through the bar and sheared off some tap beer equipment. And tap beer was spewing up under pressure and hitting the ceiling and splattering back down on Cat, who was thereby revived. So at the time the cop gets over there, Cat sits up. Now, we're coming to the end of the story. You know, Cat was clapped in handcuffs. I have to tell you that now the bar that is not at the landing anymore, it's now at my daughter's theater in Austin, which is called the Vortex Theater. It's on Manor Road. You know, you've heard this business about keep Austin weird. My daughter is the queen of keep Austin weird, you know. So at any rate, the bar is there in all its glory. And if you go there, they will point out the bullet hole and tell you this whole story that I'm telling you. The little bullet hole is right there in the face of the bar. But so the cat was taken off to jail, and Santa, still trembling, I saw him get up and go off to his reward of his nice rest for the rest of the night, at what was left of it. And I heard him say as he shuffled off, well, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.